Welcome to USAWSB's Teaching Tuesday podcast, your place for best practices in entrepreneurship education.
Today on the Teaching Tuesdays podcast, we're joined by Dr. Thomas Pitts from the University of Tampa. We'll be discussing the upcoming book, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Risk and Decisions, Building Successful Early Stage Ventures, and More. Dr. Pitts, thank you for joining us today. Let's jump right into it. Tell us about The Entrepreneur's Guide to Risk and Decisions.
Sure. Happy to be here. Thanks. This book, my co-author, Eric Liguori, and I have been kicking around a book for years now. For me, it comes, after 10 plus years of running my own entrepreneurial ventures in retail and real estate and social ventures, and now in a advisory capacity where I work pretty closely with burgeoning entrepreneurs, small business owners, and in fact, as you mentioned at the beginning, I'm at the University of Tampa, so I teach entrepreneurship as well. And what Eric and I in our conversations kept coming up with is there's a lot of information out there for entrepreneurs, a lot of books, a lot of materials. The majority of it, however, is either focused on success stories. It doesn't provide a roadmap. We were after a roadmap for those early stage decisions, those key decisions that you have to make early in an entrepreneurial venture that really are critical for determining success. And we have an innovative master's degree program here that I teach in that really we bring this to bear. And so I guess the book sort of built on that.
That's great. And what are some of those key decisions that a young entrepreneur has to make that you mentioned?
Sure. Well, as an entrepreneur, we prioritize action. We prioritize execution over planning and analysis. It's about getting out there and getting the job done and getting in front of your customers and determining whether or not your product or service is going to fit their needs as quickly as possible. We often talk when we teach and we do entrepreneurship that there's really only one type of failure. Well, maybe two types of failure. One is not doing it at all. That's probably the biggest, because we oftentimes get bogged down by decisions and analysis and doubts, quite frankly. And then the second is not learning from our mistakes. The goal for an entrepreneur is to get out in front of your customers and learn what they want. And the only way to do that is to ask questions, to put product in front of them, to have them reject it, ask for additional features, and the like. So obviously this book builds from that approach, which is really the lean launch approach. It's been around now for a little while in the zeitgeist of entrepreneurship, where, again, it's more about business modeling than it is business planning.
And as an advisor, what have young entrepreneurs needed the most? Where is their experience and what they're learning? Where is that lacking?
Yeah, entrepreneurship is interesting from a student standpoint, and even from folks out there in the incubator and accelerator space. There is some depth of knowledge that needs to be acquired, but for the most part, we're not teaching accounting theory or human resource nuances. We're after a broad breadth of information that entrepreneurs can use from every discipline to then quickly pivot and make decisions. We've seen so many businesses fail. The way our book, maybe it's worth taking a step back and talking about the book itself, and we break it up into six parts. The first is really that lean launch approach. How do we pitch our business? How do we segment the market? How do we pivot based on customer information? The second part is once we sort of master those skills from part one, we get into the second part, which is people. And a lot of times we've seen countless times where businesses and entrepreneurs fail as a result of poor choices with partners, with employees. And we try to provide some advice around those decisions. How do we determine equity splits, right? This is a big deal. And we lean on some other work that's been done in the marketplace for dynamic equity splits. How can we make these equity splits fair and reflective of the work done and the contributions towards the business as it grows, so that they don't become blowouts later? The third part, and this is critical, we talk about networks. Entrepreneurs must build networks. They need to learn what's out there in the marketplace. There's entrepreneurial support organizations that exist in every community, and quite frankly, most communities, I would dare even say all communities, want us to succeed as entrepreneurs. They put resources out there for us because this is the biggest engine of economic growth. 98% of employees in the United States are employed by small business owners, right, and entrepreneurs. So it's obviously a huge driving force for municipalities, and they have support organizations in place to help entrepreneurs. The key for an entrepreneur is knowing, A, how to navigate them, B, how to use them to build your network, and then C, how to exploit that network. And one of the key lessons there is there's going to be a lot of people who want your time and attention. You need to be judicious about where you spend that time, but also give before you get. Too often we tend to walk into these networking meetings with the expectation that we just need a bunch of people. We want to meet a bunch of people and then get what we need from them. And quite frankly, it's much more valuable to find one or two good resources, cultivate those resources, give them something as they give to you. Part four, in the book, we talk about marketing. And we talk about marketing from a guerrilla marketing standpoint. These are businesses that do not have massive marketing spends in their budget available to them. So how do we learn to sell? How do we understand the sales pipeline? How do we get our information, our product, our service out there in front of the most amount of people for the cheapest price? So we spend a lot of time with social media marketing, micro influencers, these sorts of approaches. Part five of the book, we spend some time on financing. Bootstrapping is the way that most entrepreneurs get started. Let's acknowledge that. Let's not be afraid of that. That's usually one of the first and most difficult, biggest asks, and one of those key risk sort of inflection points in a young business is how do we get that early stage money to be able to grow the business to a point that somebody else now will start to pay attention, whether we've had a couple of years of positive sales and we want to approach a bank for a loan, because they're not going to look at us until we have a couple years of profitable history, right? Do we want to approach venture capital, angel funders? Either way, whatever that next step is, that first bootstrapping step is critical to get started. Is it friends? Is it family? Is it 401k? Is it credit card? Is it winning competitions that have cash prizes? What are the ways we can do that and build that business without giving up too much equity and taking on too much risk in that early stage financing? And then finally, the last part of our book, we just go over some of the basics. We go over legal considerations, how to file your business, human resources basics, important laws and things you need to have on the books, compliance, business systems, tax. And then we talk at the end about exit strategies. A lot of times nowadays it's, the exit can be a selling your company at a pretty good multiple to a larger player. That's a successful exit. And one that we encourage. So, but it's different for entrepreneurs who really drive a scalable business versus small business owners who may have the idea of passing it down as a family legacy item. So, that is really the book in a nutshell, and kind of I hope I did a fair job of pointing out some of the risk areas, some of the key decision points, and the only thing I think that I missed in conversation here is that also as an entrepreneur, there will be many people that advise you along the way. You will have HR folks, you will have attorneys, you will have other entrepreneurs who come in and have some advice to share. And there's an amount of confidence you need to have in your own idea. You need to know that you've been out there and you understand the pulse of the customers so that these folks can't deter you. There are some that attorneys and HR folks and compliance folks are famous for looking at the world through risk-colored glasses, and that's not what an entrepreneur needs. They need to push beyond some decisions that maybe other folks might consider too risky. But that's it. That's the story of our book, and that's come again from a lot of experience not only doing it, but teaching it, watching others do it, and realizing that there's not a resource in the marketplace that really drives this forward in such a way.
Fantastic. And last question here, why will educators find this book useful, and how can they learn more or order the book?
Well, the book is almost in preprint. We should have something ready this fall, but it will be the biggest way to gather copies of this book is I'm going to put a plug in for our USASBE 2020 conference in New Orleans. I want to say the 3rd through the 7th of January in 2020. We will have the book, several hundred copies of the book available for folks there. After that, it's published by Emerald Publishers. It will be available on Amazon and all the other online book repositories, and certainly you can contact myself or Dr. Lavorie.
Dr. Pitts, thanks again for coming on here and discussing the book. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to seeing you at USASBE 2020 in New Orleans.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Take care.
You've reached the end of another episode of USASBE's Teaching Tuesday podcast. USASBE members can access all our podcast archives and many more resources by logging in at www.usasbe.org. If you're not yet a USASBE member, we hope you'll join our rapidly growing global community today. Thanks for listening.